much. Good morning, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so excited today. Today is just such a blessed day today. It's sunny. We've been having some spring-type weather. I don't know about you, but this has been quite a month. This is my birthday month still, getting ready to roll on into March. But I'm so excited that the weather has been so beautiful for the majority of this month in Jacksonville. You are cloudy and rainy today, 71 degrees. And in Richmond, Virginia, you got showers and you're raining and cloudy today. And Detroit, Michigan, you got 58 degrees and partly cloudy, but it looks like the sun is out. I think you're going to come up to about a 65 degrees in Detroit. That is amazing weather. I know you guys are having a ball. And here in D.C., it is partly cloudy, mostly cloudy. Not a lot of sun, but the sun is trying to peek out. It's about 54 degrees right now. The high is going to be 63 degrees, so we're excited about that. Just spring-like weather makes you just all bubbly on the inside. I know I feel good. Well, listen, I have some giveaways for you today. Again, as you know, I have Born into Sin, Transform into Destiny, and My Health and Soul Fitness DVD. So I want to give two people the package deal. You get one of each, the book and the DVD, if you email me at Dr. Gina R. Prince at gmail.com. DrGinarPrince. We had a winner the last time. Oh, and they got their books and stuff. I mean, people been winning. The day that we had Michelle on, we had some winners. I've been sending out the books and DVDs, so it's pretty exciting that people are catching on and going on the journey. I announced that I also have Keys Against the Enemy that's coming out this spring. So you want to go ahead and get these copies now before we move forward. There's a lot of things that's going to be going on this spring and on to the summer. So I'm super excited about you guys going with me on this journey. Just a lot of new things are going to be happening. So just feeling really blessed. This Monday, oh goodness, those that are listening, I did a live Facebook Women's Conference, and I want to tell everyone of you that are listening all over the world, you can actually participate on the next one I will be doing next Monday at 7 p.m. The Lord put it on my heart to do this, and you know, I was nervous because the difference with Facebook Live, and people say, well, why were you nervous, you know? But the thing is, anytime that he asks me to do something, I'm nervous. I'm telling you, I get nervous every time I step on stage somewhere, every time I step on a pulpit behind a podium. I am nervous all the time. And I just, you know, allow him to give me the strength to go on and do what I have to do. But I went on and was obedient and I did it. And so the topic was Inside Out, and it was really nice. And the reason why I say that I was that people asked me that was I'm nervous. The reason why I was nervous from doing the difference between doing live in front of thousands of people and hundreds of people or 10 people, whatever, is that they're there. I can literally see that they're there and I can connect with the people there, and you know, and that's the difference. On Facebook Live, you don't never know who's gonna be on there, if anybody at all. I've seen people go on live and it'd be one person on there or it'd be no people on there, but they keep on going. And I just said, Lord, you know, I promised you that whatever you asked me to do, if I got to minister to a room full of empty seats, I will do it. I will minister to the angels that are camped around me. I will minister to you. I will minister to myself. As long as I'm obedient, that's all that matters. So, I mean, it turned out to be very, very well. I mean, like I said, I was nervous, and I actually had to do it in my car because, you know, my son had had a practice. He had a football conditioning training that same night, and I had already promised him that I was going to take him. And, you know, so I just went on and I did two things at one time. I was right outside the building as he was working out and delivering the message. And, you know, I had a couple of bloopers and, you know, but I was just going with the flow, and I think it went really well. A lot of people ended up listening, tuning in. I think I had about 100, and so when I was worried about nobody, it ended up being around 100 and something people that did tune in, and I left it up, and so a lot of people got a chance to view it, and I think it's like almost 300 people that has been blessed by the message. And basically, Inside Out is just that, you know, God wants to heal us from the inside out. You know, a lot of things we carry, and you know, I admitted that I had issues. I talked about the women with the issues of blood, and we all got issues. We all have something that we live with or we deal with, but yet, you know, are we healthy living with it? Are we, you know, is it swept under the rug? Does God want to deal with it? You know, a lot of things we just don't want to deal with. And God has taught me a long time ago, if I don't allow him to deal with it, it's just going to be laying dormant and waiting on an opportunity to disrupt and cause chaos in my life and maybe hurt somebody else. If it's going, saying something mean to somebody or, you know, whatever the situation. So anyway, just to be more Christ-like and to live holy and righteous, God just wants to do a work on the inside of us. And so I just encourage you, all of you are actually able to go on Facebook. I'm kind of booked up. I'm kind of at my limit on my, it's a personal page, but you can always join in on Dr. Gina's radio chat page or my Health and Soul page. But to get to that Inside Out Women's Conference live Facebook Live, you can go on my page. It's open to the public, and you can actually be blessed by the message. And you know, excuse my nervousness. I mean, I just, you know, it's out of my lane, but God say you got to get in it. So I'm going to go on and do it. And so next Monday, I'll be announcing with a flyer as well. Next Monday, I will have the same, the same thing, Excel with Gina R. Prince, Monday at 7 p.m. Okay. So anyway, now what a show do we have today? God put it on my heart to talk about real estate a few weeks ago, and I got Sherry Swift on, and she's going to be joining us talking about real estate, and she's a real estate coach. She's written a book. She's got a lot of things going on. God has really been blessing her and moving and open doors for her. And then I got my friend Kevin Jackson. He's going to be joining us next, and he's going to be talking about flipping and what he does, which is amazing. He's got a story to tell, so very excited about him coming on. And then, you know, my main man, A-Train, going to be coming on, bringing us trending topics, funny, and also what he's got going on, because this is a very important week for him. We have heard about it. He's promoted it. I'm telling you, it's been in the newspaper, on the radio, on television, and this is the week. It finally is here. I wish I could be there. I just wish Florida was just a little bit closer. I'll be in Jacksonville all the time. Anyway, I'm ready to get started with the show. Are you? Call a friend, tell a friend, tell somebody to tune in, because we got Kevin Jackson up next. Kevin, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Kevin Jackson.
Hey, how's it going,
Doctor? It's going fantastic. Listen, I am so glad that you can come on and be a part of the show. You know, real estate is just really just taking off. A lot of people are, especially this generation is coming up, and I'm so excited because they're getting more involved. The younger people are getting more involved in buying property, investing in property, and you know, it's a lot of television shows now about flipping and buying and fixing up and all of that stuff. Is this business lucrative?
Oh, absolutely. It's definitely a lucrative business. Yeah, I could say.
Okay, well, listen, tell everybody, Kevin, how you got started and exactly what do you do, because you don't have a real estate license, but you do buy and sell real estate. Could you tell people how you got into it and how can you do it without a license?
Well, sure. I don't mind sharing a few moments. Well, you know, well, Gina, you well know my story and where I've come from. I've come a long way. As a teenager, I grew up here in Jacksonville, Florida, the Sunshine State. You know, I love this city. And but I was a troubled kid, got in a lot of trouble as a teenager. And by the age of 19, still as a teenager, I ended up in some big trouble. You know, I had did federal time, sentenced to 27 years. Some changes in the law was able to get me out a few years earlier. I did 18 and a half years. And so during that time, I had a lot of time to think of what I was going to do with the future of my life. And I began studying real estate, you know, while I was in. And I spoke with a lot of different people that, you know, had been involved in real estate, whether they were licensed agents, brokers, mortgages. Mortgage brokers were real heavy back in the early 2000s. And they're coming back now. But the opportunities, I was constantly seeing the opportunities through a glass. So when I came home, you know, the market had really changed. We had just went through a major crash, a 2007, 2008 crash. And I was, you know, trying to get in where I fit in. And I really didn't fit in anywhere at the time. It took me a little while to get on my feet and get my first deal going. Actually, my first deal took me 8 months to get closed. You know, when I closed it, you know, it's like I finally had my reality check, you know. So what I basically did, and what I'm doing, because I didn't have much money, but I had a motivation to not go back to where I came from. But actually, I did go back to where I came from, because I went back to the same neighborhoods where I got in trouble troubled and terrorized those neighborhoods. And now I went back to clean those neighborhoods up. And that's what we do now. You know, my company is called USA Homes Turnkey Properties. And it's an international company. I have my main business is based here in Jacksonville, Florida. And we go back into the neighborhoods that many people are not willing to go into. And we take those abandoned houses and those houses that some would consider, you know, trap houses. And we convert them back into living areas for normal people. And I think that's my way of one of my services to the communities of cleaning it up. So far to date, since I launched my company about 3 years ago, we've done well over 200 houses. We personally own about 150 of those houses. We're going into multifamily now. We have a 26-unit apartment complex that we have under renovation, and a couple of duplexes and quads that we're doing here in the Jacksonville area. We're also in Miami, Florida, also in Atlanta, Georgia. And we just constantly expanding in what we do in the community, and so that's basically in a nutshell what I do. I mean, is there any?
You know, because I mean, the story is so, I mean, is amazing. I mean, because, you know, a lot of people don't get these opportunities, and it's so many guys, women that have been incarcerated for years and years and years, and they come out and don't really know how to get started. I mean, did you have money saved up? I mean, how did you manage that? Did you get credit? How did that work?
Well, actually, there's an approach in real estate which they don't teach you in real estate school, which is called wholesaling, and that's, you know, basically finding properties at a deep discount and finding someone that is willing to purchase that same property from you, or put up the money to purchase that property from you at a discount.
And wow.
What the problem comes in for you is the difference between the deep discount that you get the property at and the discount that you give the property to the active buyer at. And that's how I ended up starting out as a wholesaler, which you hear a lot of these companies and a lot of advertisements since the Carson Sheet days in the early 80s about how you could do business and do real estate, no money down. And it's just basically creatively finding financing. Like now, I'm an active buyer, have been an active buyer, cash buyer in the market for the last two and a half years. So the average person that doesn't have any money but wants to get started in real estate, what they would do is find a guy like me, bring a good deal to me, and then that's how they make what is called a wholesale commission. Not even a wholesale commission, it's called an assignment fee. They will make a fee for getting that property and negotiating a deep discount on that property and bringing it to me and say, hey, I got this property that I can give it to you at a discount. And that's how I got started with no money. I just had to get out there and negotiate and find the good deal, and also find the buyer that is willing to buy that property.
Right. Wow. And I mean, that took a lot of favor. God really definitely gave you favor to be able to do that. Well, the thing is that you don't need a license to do that, though, right? Just doing wholesale.
You don't need a license, but there are rules that you have to abide by, and also transparencies that you have to abide by. That because I mean, you could get yourself in a bad situation, not so much with the law, but with a buyer. That if you don't tell them exactly what you got the property for, and say, hey, this is what my assignment fee is, you know, that kind of rubs a lot of people the wrong way when they find out at closing or something that you haven't been up front with them. So I just, when I encourage people and coach people and teach people and train people, I teach them to be transparent throughout the whole deal. It doesn't matter how much you make on the deal. It matters how you make it. You know, if you, you know, make a lot, because what I basically do and what wholesalers usually do, they make a little bit more than a 6% commission a lot of times. You know,
wow.
They make a little bit more than a 3% commission. But you have to be willing to be able to talk to the buyer and bring them a good enough deal to that the actual buyer will be comfortable with providing that type of assignment fee. And I can just give you an example. The 26-unit apartment complex that we just purchased, I purchased that from a wholesaler. We purchased that from a wholesaler, and I paid the wholesaler up $175,000 on that deal. But I was comfortable because it was a good deal, and he was honest and upfront in what he got the property for. And so we was comfortable with paying them out that amount for that particular deal, because we still make money on the deal.
But see now, but if like I'm a licensed agent, I can't do stuff like that. I can't do that because I have a license, right?
Well, I wouldn't advise with a licensed agent to do that, because usually you want to list the property and get commissions on those properties. But I don't think that they're actually restricted. I don't know all of the legalities with regards to licensed agents, because we're going through the school. A lot of time they push and put a lot of legal things on you. And sometimes I think, you know, that it kind of, spooks you. But I always encourage individuals to play by the rules. You know, no matter
what.
Yeah,
you got to play by the rules. I don't think we're allowed to do that in D.C., the licensed agents. Yeah. But I'm telling you, I wish I had known a little bit about this wholesaling thing, because, I mean, that just seems like that'll be so good as far as like accumulating of your investments. Like, I just feel like as an agent, and it depends on how far you go as an agent, though, too. To be able to buy so many properties and then rent them out and all of that, it just seems like this is a faster pace. You know, it's like you meet somebody, they got the money, they want to invest, and then you get your money and blah, and et cetera. Is that how you accumulated all of the properties that you now own? Did it start off like that, or was it a wholesale property that got you the monies to be able to invest in the communities that you speak of?
Well, once again, like I said, there's three components to a wholesale deal. There's a motivated seller that is selling for whatever reason they're selling for. There's you as a wholesaler, and then there's the cash buyer that is desiring to buy that particular property. Okay, and so one thing I always, from my mentors in time past and other and previous situations, will always tell me to make sure that you leave something on the table for the buyer. And so what I would always do in my deals, I would structure my deals, and I wouldn't swing for the fence. You know, that's a baseball term, when you're always swinging to get a home run. You know, instead of getting up to bat and always swinging for the fence and trying to hit one a home run, sometimes it's good to just get on base. Because when you get enough base hits, you know, the bases are full or bases are loaded, then you end up getting another base hit and you bring one in. And so you not only bring one in, but you bring one in and you got a pipeline of other people on base waiting to come in as well. And so what I actually did, and my approach was doing that with my buyers. When I didn't have the cash, I knew there were people that were out there that had the cash. And so with me leaving stuff on the table and not trying to hit a home run, is where I can make $10,000. I said, okay, I'll make $5,000 and let the buyer that's bringing the money to the table make the other $5,000. So we kind of partnered on it. And I end up getting partnerships, and so partnering with buyers, and that's what accelerated my actual business. You know, in one month I raised upwards of $500,000. with additional backup of $500,000. So I had like $1 million at my disposal, at my discretion. And so it enabled me to now go out as a cash buyer and buy more deals. But that, not only that, I launched my turnkey business where I begin to not only purchase them, but now we do the renovations, and not only do the renovation, but we place good tenants in the properties, and we also manage the properties now. And so that's so the whole key is, if you don't, when you don't have money, you find the guys like myself and others that do have the money, and just treat us right. And you treat us right, and we'll be right back for the next deal and the next deal, and you have deals in the pipeline.
Wow. Well, I am just so impressed and so excited for everything that you're doing. And I know, I hope that the listeners are really getting excited about this too. And if you are interested in wholesaling and in this type of business, I mean, this is definitely a solution to a lot of people that need to, they want to start a business. They want to be their own boss. And I'm telling you, I love real estate, and I really like commercial. And, you know, again, it is a lot of logistics, a lot of it. I mean, because taking a test and studying for this thing was like literally like I was becoming a lawyer. And so I do understand that. Listen, you mentioned about you were able to, you teaching people and coaching people and things like that. How can people get in contact with you? Leave your information so they can look you up.
Okay, well, I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, and my office number is 904-451-7133. And I usually have that coming to one of my cell phones. So if you call that number, you can contact me. You can also email me at usaturnkey@gmail.com. And so, and once again, that's Kevin Jackson.
Are you in the office now?
Yes, I'm in the office now.
Okay. Well, if you are in the Jacksonville area, stop through and see where the office is beautiful. You have really, in the last 4 years, have done, I can't even help but not give God the glory for what he's done for you, Kevin, and just your family and things like that. It just makes my heart smile. You just truly are blessed. So, you know, it's never an end. You always have a way of escape. You always have means. Whatever God has already ordained for you, is nothing going to stop your blessing. The only thing that happens is that the enemy comes and tries to take away what God has given you by stealing your talents and using it for what he wants you to use it for, which is destruction. But God always, always has created us with a gift, always created us with a talent and an ability, and nothing is going to change God's mind about what he already predestined for you. So even though that there was a delay in Kevin's life, and you know, he went away for that length of time, even when he got out, that same gift and talent was used again for God's glory. It was used for God's glory. So everything that the devil meant for bad, God turned it around for Kevin's good and for the glory of God. So I just want the listeners to know that, I mean, he's blessed not because of anything else other than God's word was on Kevin's life. So no matter how long he was away, God's word would not return to him void. So I just thank God for knowing you. I thank God for, you know, you just being a blessing to me and my family's lives through these years, and I just thank God for you. Look him up, y'all. Look him up, y'all. Y'all got to look him up now. All right, Kevin, go on and make that money and flip them properties, man.
All right, dude, thanks.
All right, take care. All right, now we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got another part about real estate. We're going to be listening to Sherry Swift. She's going to be hooking us up with some coaching techniques and tips. All right. Let's go with the commercial break.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
What it is, everybody, it's your boy Country Wayne, Mr. Swag right and everything, and I'm on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Hey, Sherry, how are you?
Gina, how are you?
Woo, I love the energy. Hi, Sherry, good morning to you, and thank you
good
for
morning.
Coming on Dr. Gina's radio chat, sister.
Are you kidding me? I'm so excited to be with you and so excited about watching and seeing what God is doing with you and just thrilled to be with you today.
Sherry, you know what? I don't know how. I think it was through real estate we became Facebook friends, but I've always loved your energy, and we've been connected now for a few years now, and I've seen God do some amazing things in your life, and you are literally the example of what they teach you in real estate school. Like, this is like, you are like the steps beyond, like, I'm a real estate agent, right? But you are like, you know, you're coaching, you got the books, you got the instruction tablets, and I mean, you're doing your thing, girl. Can you tell the listeners how long you've been in real estate?
Well, I was licensed back in 99. And I came into real estate in 99 just, you know, thinking that I was going to do a little bit of investing. And, you know, I was listening to your guest earlier, you know, kind of like thinking along that thought process a little bit. Had no intention of being here. But, you know, like I know that when there's a purpose on your life and when there's intention ahead of you and you have absolutely no control of what happens, things happen, right?
So. Girl, don't I know? I'm telling you. I mean, God keep asking me to do stuff out of my comfort zone, and I'm telling you. So out of that, you realize that, you know, you were coming into this agency, but you have a brokerage firm now too, right?
Well, no. So I have a coaching and training company. So I am 100% coaching, training, consulting.
Wow.
Now I'm still licensed, don't get me wrong. I'll never let go of my real estate license, because, you know, it's funny, I heard you say to your last guest, you know, when you're studying for a real estate license, it's like you know, trying to pass the bar or something, right? So I'll never let go of that.
I will never let go of my license either. I was just saying that the other day. I would never, do you hear me? Every two years, we have to take it every 2 years. We have not take the test, but we have to read, take classes every 2 years. And so is it the same in Michigan for you?
We have continued ed that we have to do. And so there's things that you have to do to keep it up to date. I'll never let it go. I do still have an active team that whenever something comes our way, that we do service buyers and sellers. That's not really quite my wheelhouse right now. My wheelhouse is the coaching, consulting, training, helping people to live an intentional life, helping them to walk into their purpose, taking them from where they are to where they want to be. So a big part of my everyday work is that I partner with a couple of real estate brokerages, and I work with their realtors, their teams, pretty big agents. I'm talking mega agents, $20 million in production. And so, and we work together to make sure that they're building the business model that they want to build. So I coach these people. You know, but I coach outside of the real estate industry as well. I go into lots of other industry and just kind of work with people to make sure that they're working in intention in order to hit all of their personal and professional goals.
I am so excited about it. I'm inspired just by listening to you. I got a lot of things going on, and I'm telling you, I feel like I can do more just listening to you.
That's good. That's what we wanted to
listen. Tell everybody about the book.
So my most recent book, I've been published in a couple of books. The first book is The Success Chronicles, and The Success Chronicles is all about real estate, and I'm the only featured coach in there. So definitely you guys should go on Amazon and look up The Success Chronicles if you're looking for some direction on what to do with your real estate business. My most recent work is called Grow Into Yourself. And this book, Gina, is a it's my heart. It's my story. And what it does is it speaks to the necessity to push through sometimes when the only way out is through. You know, back in 1994, it was my most tragic day ever. And, you know, I lost my parents 3 days apart. My father was suffering. Yeah. My father was suffering in silence. Nobody knew what was going on with him. He took the life of my mom. And, you know, 3 days later, he passed. I buried them just a couple of days apart. I was very young, 20-something, early 20s. And you want to talk about somebody whose world got turned upside down and on its side. And, you know, I'd spent my whole entire life following the word. I grew up in the church and my family was very spiritual. And I'm, you know how I was. I'm, you know, I'm in the church 3-4 days a week. And so all I ever heard was my mom saying, you know, if you trust God, he's going to build a hedge around you and he's going to protect you. And all of a sudden I look up. And in my world where this should not have existed, it was just complete and total tragedy. And all of a sudden, me and God, we completely fell out. We fell out. You know, now listen, God didn't fall out with me, but I fell out with God.
Right.
And I didn't speak to him. I didn't speak to him for quite some time. I was very, very angry. Felt like he had abandoned me. But the reality is he was still right there. And that's why you see me whole as who I am today. So. This book is my testimony. And the whole goal and point of the book is that I can only have so many one-on-one coaching sessions. I spend a good amount of my time on a platform. People bring me in and I speak to their companies and I speak to their offices about intention and about purpose and about productivity and profitability and how to create company cultures that make people want to stay with you. But I can only be in one place at a time. But what this book allows me to do, this book allows me to be in as many people's living rooms and sitting with them when they are in the midst of turbulence, and it just allows me to be in more places, and I know that that's my purpose and that's the work that God has for me. So,
well, I am, you know, like that's what I was telling people, you know, on Monday, because I did a Facebook woman's, God told me to call it a woman's conference on Facebook Live. And so I did that, Sherry, and I'm telling you, the whole thing inside out, and that's what a lot of people don't realize is that, you know, you have to allow God to really deal with stuff. You can't run from the situation. He wants you to run to him so he and you can deal with the situation together. If you ignore it, it's only going to lay dormant, and it's only going to make you know, your life miserable. You won't get the fullness that God has for you. And I'm so glad that he kept wooing you and kept on with you until you finally realized, you know what, I need to go on and be with God. That's who I know. That's who I trust. Whatever your moment was, I'm glad that you were able to do that and then see all that he had in store for you, you know, to be used for his glory. You know, motivation and coaching people is just something that it takes. It is a living sacrifice, but it's a passion there because of what you've been through. If you haven't allowed yourself to accept what you've been through, you can't really help anybody else come out of whatever they're in. And so I'm excited about everything else, and even more because there's so much more for you to be able to do. I mean, there's so much more, and I know that God is going to continue to direct you. So now, how can people get, you said Amazon, you can get the book, and how can people...
Oh, absolutely. On Amazon, it's real easy. They can either search my name, Sherry Swift, that's Sherry with a Y, on Amazon, or just search Grow Into Yourself. And if you really want to do some life work, partner the book with the Growth Journal, because there's also a Growth Journal that's out there that helps people to chronicle, you know, the progress and from where they are to where they want to be. So it kind of is a built-in accountability partner. So, yeah, they can find it on Amazon.
Well, I love your testimony. And so what words of encouragement would you give those that may be going through something maybe similar to what you went through, that emotion? Maybe they didn't lose a parent, or maybe it was a breakup or a relationship or a divorce or, you know, something else. What would you like to speak into someone's life or many people's lives at this time on this show that you can relate to? How can you help them? What words of encouragement would you give them today?
Well, you know, first of all, I just want to say, know that everybody has their own testimony and everybody has their own journey. I like to say that the deeper the darkness, the more depth in the testimony, and the more depth in the testimony, the greater the opportunity. You know, a lot of times when it feels like you are going through a lot, what you don't feel when you're in the middle of it is what it is for you out on the other side that you are mm-hmm. now going to be responsible for. So the deeper the darkness, the greater the light when you come out through the other side. So especially if you have young people, if you have children who are struggling with things and it seems like they've just got something on them and they just can't get through it, the reality of the situation is that these young people, they have a testimony that is waiting to be birthed. They have a purpose in their life. You cannot help people through to the other side unless you are carrying a light, and the only way that you can carry a light is to live in the testimony yourself. So
come on now.
We act as warriors. We are warriors on the front line. And you only get to be on the front line if you are someone who has fought the fight. So we've got our scars, we've got our wounds, and we melt that stuff down and we wear it like a medal. So do not, you know, fear the things that you are in right now.
Instead, come on.
Hold your head up and know that there is something for you that is awesome and great. And the only reason that God is giving this to you is because he knows that you can carry it through, and it will create in you exactly what he has intended for you. So keep your head up. Buy the book and read it, because I can talk about divorce. I can talk about all of that in the book. I mean, listen, I am a walking and living testimony.
Come on now.
Absolutely no excuse for not
but
living.
I love it. I love it, because and that's the thing. We are so in agreement. You got to face it. You got to deal with it. Nobody wants to deal with issues. It's painful. But God wants you to deal with those things. He wants to show you things. He wants to reveal things to you. He wants to heal you. He wants to show you how to forgive yourself, forgive others. It's so right. much that he wants to reveal to you through your mess. And so no matter how broken you may feel like you are, there God is a healer, and he can deliver, and he will deliver you into your destiny. He's got so much stuff for you to do. So much greatness is a part of you. And I just, Sherry, thank you so much for coming on. And you guys go and get that book, follow her Instagram. I don't know, are you on all social media? Where are you?
I am everywhere. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Cher Swift. I'm on Instagram. On Instagram, you can find me under my company name at Swift Transitions. And then, you know, you can find me on Facebook, either Sherry Swift on Facebook or Swift Transitions on Facebook.
Well, that is, I'm glad. Okay. This is so good. We got to get you to come back on again, Sherry.
No, you call me, because I appreciate you and I'm excited for you, and I will be there.
All right. And when I'm in Michigan, I you know, I'm always going in and out. I got to try to have lunch with you or something, because I know you're busy, but I got to try to give you enough heads up.
We got work to do together, girl. We both know it. We just need to manifest it. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right. Thank you for joining us. All right, you guys. You've heard it here from Sherry. This was amazing. I love the show. It's going on. It's going so good. I'm inspired myself. We're getting ready to take a commercial break, and then we'll be listening to Comedian A-Train. Stay with us.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Oh, hello, good people. This is Michelle. I'm here on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right, H-Ray, what's going on, man?
I'm good, sis. What's going on, Dr. Gina?
Listen, I'm sitting up here, I'm on Facebook, right, and I'm looking at this post that you did, and I'm cracking up. You said you should be allowed to pick your birth date, and then I'm putting on here, I know, right, I want to have another one.
I'm going to tell you why I thought about it, is because, you know, like December babies, you know, like most of the December babies in the hood, you know, they don't have the option of receiving a birthday gift and a Christmas gift. It's either one. If you get a birthday gift, you won't get a Christmas gift. And if you get a Christmas gift, don't even think about a birthday gift. So it's just one. So I think, you know, like for situations like that, the ideal birthday would be right after income tax time. Because in the hood, that's our Christmas time. That's when you know Mama gonna have some money.
Oh my god, so funny.
Income tax time, you know the household gonna be straight. Now it might be out of here. It might be tight again in about three more weeks, but right now, you know what I'm saying? This is time. This will be a season to be jolly. Absolutely. So I just wanna figure out how can I go and just switch my birthday to whenever I want it to be. So, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Think about it. Think about how convenient that'll be, though, Dr. Gina. I mean, you have some people, man, every year, they're praying like, Lord, please don't let these people find me before this part of the year, because every year around this time of the year, I'm out of money, I ain't got no job, and I can't do nothing for my birthday. And I'm trying to tell you, if you just pick a time, you pick a date, and you just use it whenever you want to use it, whenever it's most convenient for you, I think that's how life should be able to get down.
Listen, you know everybody would be, their birthdays would be around the same time. Everybody had the same birthday.
Right. And imagine what kind of cookout that'd be. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, you said
I said it'd be like Keisha is my BFF and our birthday is on the same day, girl. You know, you know how we'll do it. You know how
like hilarious. That is hilarious. You have people arguing because, you know, it'd be like, no, it's my birthday. I picked this birthday first. You copied off
right.
Of me.
Right. Exactly.
Well, listen, so you said when I talked to you earlier, you were saying that you have been traveling all over. What you been doing?
Oh, man. You know, for the last 3 weeks here, you know, we've been on the road. You know, Tracy and, you know, my wife and I, both of us, you know, we just been on the road, like, running. And then, you know, we just celebrated her birthday on yesterday as well. And
Oh my goodness, I didn't have no idea. Happy birthday, Daisy.
Yeah, so, you know, we celebrated her on last night and made everything special for her all day yesterday. And then also over the weekend, you know, I did the Willie Moore Jr. Show in Atlanta.
That was
Thursday night, so that was real dope, you know what I'm saying? So, and then we got back in here, and then I was in Orlando Saturday, down at the Comedy Get Down, kicking the Bobo, hanging out with GL, George Lopez, Sid the Entertainer, Charlie Murphy, and Eddie Griffin. You know how that go. And, man, that was a phenomenal show. And then got in here, you know, like Sunday morning / Monday morning, you know, and just been running and trying to get things straight for this show that's coming up, my show at the Ritz Theater this weekend.
That's right. This is the big... Wait. Don't go into that yet. Hold on. All right. Let's slow down a little bit. I want to go over and dissect your travels for a minute. First of all, I had no idea it was my sister's birthday. How did I miss that? Did you post anything? Did y'all...
Well, we did. You know, Tracy and I are the total opposite. Baby is very low-key. You know, she's very, like, you know, her. She likes she She likes her space. You know what I mean? And I'm like all over the place. I like to do something and invite the whole city out. You know, I'm like, yeah, everybody come over to my house. So.
Yeah, like, cause I felt like I was on your, I felt like the post that you were making when y'all were on y'all getaway, I felt like I was there. I was getting a massage. I felt like, where's my masseuse? I'm like, am I next? Where? Right. I was like, where my plate at? I mean, why can't I see that view? That's how I was feeling. Everybody was with y'all on that trip.
Right. And that is me. That's my personality. You know what I mean? And baby, she did do a little something on Facebook yesterday, and of course, you know, people were, you know, hitting her up and flooding her wall, wishing her happy birthday. But
yes,
for the most part, for the most part, you know, Tracy is, you know, you just have to be with her to know what's going down, because she's real.
Right. Well, this is the thing.
Real reserved.
I know she is very reserved. She's very reserved. But I mean, I have fun with her whenever we're around each other. I want to let her know that we're going to do something the next time I'm in Jacksonville. Go to dinner, do like a girl thing, you know, hang out a little bit when I'm in Jacksonville. I know we're both busy and stuff like that. And like I was telling Sherry, the guest that was on before, I'm in and out of these cities, you know what I mean? But for some reason, it seems like I'm able to sit in Jacksonville a little longer. So I'm gonna make sure that I that we do something for her birthday the next time I'm coming in this spring sometime. Okay, so now the D.L. Hughley thing. Okay,
right.
How long is this tour? It's been going on now for how long? It's been going on for a while.
Yeah, they're over 2 years strong now with that tour, and they actually just turned it into a reality show that's supposed to be aired on BET, I think, this season. So that tour is a phenomenal thing that took place, and it is the largest comedy group tour to hit the market to this day. So they're making history with that tour, and they started off doing it from a very sincere place of the heart, because they started out, they got together, they wanted to raise money to complete the Richard Pryor statue in Peoria, Illinois, and they did it, and then the chemistry just worked so well between all of the comics, and they were like, hey man, I think we need to take this show on the road. And so that's exactly what they did, and the country literally has been responding well to it, like, you know, every weekend. I mean, they're doing like, you know, 15,000-17,000 you know, people a show. So,
well, because it's a diverse group of guys. I mean, you got your Latino, you got, you know what I mean? It's a really different ages. I mean, people who doesn't know Cedric the Entertainer, who doesn't know them, you know, they all know. And so, I mean, that is fascinating. So as you're saying that it's going to be a television series, like a comedy show series, or
like
they're going to have like a set and stuff.
Like a real. They're turning, from my understanding and what has been reported, they're returning, they're turning what happens on the road, and they're flipping it into like a reality-based format. So, and they're actually kind of taking you on the road with them and kind of showing you some of the, you know, the backside of things that, you know, that goes into play, you know, with all of the different personalities and the acts and things that they're enduring. So, that's just some of the tips that I came across that has been released, you know, publicly. So, and I just want to share that with our listeners to kind of look out for that as well. And when you think about it, George Lopez, D.L. Hughley, that group, they're a part of some of our modern day legends. You know what I mean? So, and that's why I think it's so awesome to be a part, not to be a part of the tour, but to actually be there and witness it, you know, because I've been to maybe like 12 of those shows. There's nobody in the country that has been or attended more of the Comedy Get Down than I have. And I'm talking about people who are not on the payroll.
Yes,
and that's
12.
Those are facts. I'm talking about, I've been to Seattle, you know, to the ones in Atlanta, you know, Orlando, Pensacola, Tampa, Jacksonville, D.C. I mean, you name it, you know, we were there. So, and the reason I like to go and just kind of be in the midst of that is because I view it as you're literally watching modern day legends, and somebody from the next generation has to be there to kind of capture what is taking place. And when you hear stories about, you know, oh, man, when Richard Pryor used to come to, come to Vegas and he'd be on the strip, and if he's performing, you know, other comedians, they wouldn't even perform at their shows. Everybody go and watch Richard. Well, you will have these stories around today because somebody was around to capture it. You know what I mean? And that's what I want to make sure that I'm doing that's going to be rich for me and rich for my generation, so I'd be able to let people know, hey, man, I remember when this show went down, you know, in Raleigh. You know, I remember when that show took place, you know, in Atlanta. You know what I mean? So,
but not only that, though, A-Train, you're literally receiving the impartation for your craft.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, that is like people don't understand that you got to sit underneath. You know what I'm saying? You got to sit underneath that anointing. I mean, you do. You to be able to receive it, you got to be up underneath it. You got to be right there at the feet. You got to be there to look at their mannerisms. It's you capturing stuff that God wants to impart into you for your craft. And, you know, you're carrying legacies. It's not about the man. It's about the gift. You receive the impartation so you can carry it on. And then you will mentor and you will be a blessing. Somebody going to be looking up watching you. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you can only be watched if you've been imparted a wealth. There's no I'm not going to look at nobody and learn nothing that's squeaky clean new. You know what I mean?
Right.
I can probably get a little bit from you. But if I want to be carrying wealth, I'm going to have to go to the well. I'm going to have to go where it is. And I think it's amazing that you are bold enough and humble enough to even admit that and even more so doing it, traveling all these places. You know, it ain't like you on stage, but you watching, you're observing, you're getting
that's
close.
It.
You're I love that.
And something else that I do, you know, and I appreciate that, and something else that I make sure I do because, you know, I really do honor those guys, and I honor the opportunity and the doors, you know, and the proximity that they have afforded to me. I really do honor that. And so, you know, like you know, DL then will offer, you know, tickets, you know, to some of the shows, you know, for, you know, me and my wife. And, you know, we're backstage, you know, we're hanging out, we have that kind of access. But then there are times where I would, you know, not, you know, that I'll turn down, you know, those tickets or whatever. And I buy them myself, you know, because I want to support. It's like it's the least that I can do. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
if these
yes.
guys are opening their door to you to have access and proximity just to their world and to the knowledge and some of the things that they do.
I love that. That is that is God's wisdom. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
That is wisdom that he's given you. And I just pray that for everybody because you know, whatever it is that you're trying to get into, you know, he'll always send you a connection to somebody who has been there where you're going and you're going to take the baton and move even further. And he'll always send you to connect to somebody. And it's nothing wrong with being humble and learning and even acting like you learn. It ain't nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You know, D.L. Hughley knows that you are observing him, and it makes him feel like, oh, I bet you that's probably the best thing ever. Can you imagine how that makes him feel to see you there every time, knowing that you are sucking up like a sponge everything that you need to keep going in your craft, and then what it makes him feel like to see you achieving the goals to do, you know, doing what you're doing and how successful you're becoming.
That's good. Not to cut you off. That's good. And I know, like, from my end, it's just good to be, like, in the presence of somebody that I know love this world and love this craft, you know what I'm saying, as much as I do. So that's really where the connection is. And, like, he told me Saturday night, he was like, you know, I'm so proud of you. And he's like, you make a fine protege. And just the encouragement that he often throw out to me. A lot of times people don't understand. They be like, well, if you're with somebody, then they should be putting you on the show every time they're on the show. That's not where the real gold is. That's not where the real treasure is. But to be at a place where, I mean, keep in mind, somebody of their magnitude and their platform, for you to be able to say that you know them automatically gives you credentials. So when the time they allow you to hit the stage with them, that's just a bonus on top of a bonus. You know what I mean? But what you really are there for is just to gain that wisdom, because there was a situation where a comedian friend of mine was about to do something, and he ran it by DL. And DL told him, he's like, why are you trying to do that? Do it this way, and that way, when you go over here, it'll work out just like this. And the guy was like, oh, my God, I never thought of that. And I'm standing there watching and listening to it, and I'm like, man, yeah, that's right, you know? And I'm like, what if I wasn't there to witness this level of advice that he just gave to another comic that saved this dude money, time, and energy and resources that he didn't have, and he showed him the most feasible route to accomplish what this guy was trying to accomplish. And my thing is, that's what I'm there for. That's what I'm soaking up. So it's a
you in a classroom, honey. That's where you
in a classroom.
You in a classroom, and he's your mentor, and God ordained it. And so when your time comes that you will share a stage with him, it will come. It will come in full circle. And you know, and I just believe. And if it don't, you done still benefited a great bunch of treasure. So I just, yeah. I mean, that's what I would say to those people. I mean, I think you already answered that to those that think like that and those that, that ask you those type of things. I think you didn't really answer that. And not only did you answer them, but you helped a lot of other people that needed to know that. I mean, this conversation will help so many people to understand it's okay if you got an idea or a gift. You just have to allow to be yourself to be taught. It's nothing
that's
wrong.
Good.
You got it. You can do it,
that's
but you
good.
Got to be teachable. You got to be teachable, and you got to be trainable. And you got to hear
it.
No. You got to accept no sometime. Or that's, I don't think you should do that. And you need to really, really trust the process. So I'm so glad. I love that story. I think it's so rich and it's so beautiful. And I respect it and I love that. So now, let's talk about this week. What's going on
this week? I'm so excited about Friday night, man. I'm so serious. I'm so excited. Friday night, February 24th, right here in Jacksonville at the Ritz Theater. I'm bringing in comedian Ambrose Jones from NBC's Last Comic Standing. Ambrose Jones and I have worked together before, and every time we connect, I'm telling you, the energy is like, it's unreal. And we always hit it off, and we always get the people a good show. And I also have some surprise guests that will be there on Friday night. I can't tell you who it is. The only way you'll find out is if you go get some tickets and get to this show. Tickets are available now at the box office, 904-807-2010. And that way, if you call them, you can dodge those surcharge fees that you see online. But if you just call them and order your tickets over the phone, they'll be able to take care of you. 807-2010. That's area code 904. And then also Groupon. Tickets are available on Groupon for a limited time. So go get it now, because you know Groupon is not up always. As a matter of fact, I think it ends today. So you may want to go in there and get those tickets off of Groupon today at a discounted rate. So this Friday night, Ambrose Jones, comedian A-Train, and two special guests will be hitting the stage that night, and it's going to be
two
phenomenal.
Special
so
guests.
Now.
Oh, wow. Yep. Oh, man, I'm not there. I told the listeners, I said, I wish I was close to Jacksonville, Florida, if I don't move there one
day. I thought she was going to be in town for this one.
I know. I thought I was too, and I'm not going to be able to come. I'm so sad about it.
Man.
But listen, I got plenty of people that's going to be there representing. Now, Kevin Jackson, he's going to be there. I'm going to make sure that he gets his tickets. Kevin Jackson was just on, him and his family. He came to one of your shows before, him and his mom, and he actually has a agency there, and where they get the food from, the big church, the Potter's House, or whatever that church is.
Okay.
He's got a place.
Yeah,
he's got a place there. I want y'all to connect. I'm going to give you his number or whatever. But anyway, I want to make sure that him. He goes there. And I wish I was there. But listen, we've been talked about this show for months. The advertisement has been going on everywhere.
Yes.
Newspaper, television, radio. Get your tickets. Follow A-Train on Do It Again and see what happens. Facebook. He's on Twitter. He's on Instagram. He on Snap. He on everything. A-Train. Comedian A-Train.
That's right.
All right, you guys. I love you, A-Train. Thank you so much for tuning in. And listen, everybody, I want you to go ahead and try to get that book and that DVD, Dr. Gina Prince at gmail.com. Just say Dr. Gina R. Prince at gmail.com. Just say, hey, Dr. Gina, and win your copies today. All right, y'all. Live healthy, live whole, live in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, live in